Okay, so my message this morning, I always hope it's going to be a good message. I hope people are really going to enjoy it. Sometimes I feel people, I know things are going to be really, really good, maybe dynamic. And I think maybe people should sort of buckle their seatbelts on at their chairs where they are. This morning, there's another reason I want you to buckle your seatbelts, because I don't want people running out maybe during the middle of my message today. Hopefully, okay? So with that in mind, I want to talk about, first of all, you know, soon after Kol Mashiach was birthed in 1989, the scripture that actually came to me, and it came to me after we had started the ministry a little bit and people were coming in to the congregation. And this is the ministry this is the scripture that came to me. And I know I've mentioned this every once in a while, but let's kick off with this morning. It's from Isaiah 56 and part of 7. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. And what we soon saw was that we had Jews and Gentiles coming together. And as the years went on, we saw that this truly was something that God had prophetically given through Isaiah, that God's house of worship, his perfect house of worship, is a house of worship for all nations. And then I realized, you know, the churches today, no matter how big they are, they may have a small percentage of Jewish believers there. A small percentage. Traditional synagogues, because of intermarriages, interfaith marriages, there will be some people that aren't Jewish there. However, when you start seeing, and in our membership, we are just about a 50-50 split of membership of Jews and Gentiles together. And it's miraculous. We never thought this would happen. We didn't plan it. We didn't try to figure out how to do it, but it just happened. And so we realized, and we looked back and we said, we are truly a house of prayer for all nations. And our Jewish people are from all different backgrounds, from liberal Judaism to Orthodox Judaism. And the people from the nations, I mean, look around. We have people from all nations all around the world. So we are, in a sense, that scripture, living out that scripture. And so we have used that scripture to describe our synagogue as a wonderful fulfillment of God's house of prayer for all nations. And I must say that as I continue in this morning's message, I want to go one verse further in Isaiah. So if we will, we'll go to Isaiah 56:8. And God is really emphasizing what we just read by he goes on a little bit further. And he says, the Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel says, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him. Verse 8 accomplishes a few things here. First of all, it reinforces verse 7. Second of all, it puts an emphasis on God's a relationship with Israel. Third of all, it directs that the others, as God says, the nations, will be gathered to Israel, gathered to him. And the him isn't God. And that's why we see it in a small h. It's gathered to Israel, rather than Israel being gathered to the nations. Now, we know that God scatters Israel throughout the nations, but we're talking about God's perfect house of all nations, And then we see that God shows how the nations are going to be directed and gathered to Israel, to the one that are scattered. In other words, the nations will, by God's desire, become part of the system that God created for Israel, not vice versa. Never says in the Bible that Israel will go in a spiritual way to the nations. And so the church thinks it's another way. The church thinks about the vice versa. The church thinks that all Israel should eventually go to the church. They think Jewish people that accept the Lord, accept Yeshua, should go to the church. They think that they must go to the church. That flow is a church flow. It's not a God flow. And I will gather others also to Israel besides his own gathered ones. God's going to gather Israel together, but he's going to gather the nations to Israel. And so all believers one day will know the flow. It's God's flow. We need to know the flow. It has a certain ring to it, so I want to hear it. Know the flow. Know the flow. That's what I titled this. Actually, I changed it a few times on there. In the sound booth, they see it crossed out and rewritten and crossed out. Know the flow is the name of this message. And we are in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. As God speaks to Israel, we read in Isaiah 55, verse 5, "Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, Israel, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you." The nations, even the nations, Israel, that you don't even know exist, they're going to run to you. They will know the flow. I love that. Know the flow. The nations will run to you. Not the Jews should or will run to the nations. It never says that. Why? Because of the Lord God. That's what he says. That's what he tells us. Because he is the Holy One of Israel. And so the flow is, the nations will go in that movement, flowing one day to Israel. All throughout the Word of God, the heart of God is for the nations. For the nations to flow and move to the fulfillment of Judaism, to the fulfillment of what God started with, choosing a people and a land and giving them a system to relate to him. And the fulfillment of that is that we as Jews would one day relate not only to God our Father, but relate to the Son, God the Son, and God to the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And that is the fulfillment of Judaism. And so it is the fulfillment of Judaism that the nations will move to. This fulfillment is what we know today as Messianic Judaism. The fulfillment of Judaism. A sect of Judaism, the completion, so to speak, of what God was doing when he created that people, that one day, through that people, he would bring a Messiah, and the Messiah would tell his people, and then the message would go to the nations, and they would accept a God of Israel and a Messiah of Israel, and then flow to the system that God gave Israel. That's the flow. It does not exempt Christians. It doesn't exempt the church. And it doesn't exempt Christianity. It's for the nations. Which means every nation out there, every person out there that is not Jewish. And we know that biblically God separates two people, the Jews and the nations. And so when we talk about this, it doesn't exempt anyone out there, no matter what their rules and regulations have become, no matter what they set up to be. The flow is biblical. The flow is according to the Word of God. It's God's Word. And if I'm going to talk about especially something that's a little controversial, I want to make sure I'm going to back it up with Scripture. I'm not going to take a Scripture out of context or take one single Scripture and develop a whole message out of it. It's not good to do. It's not right to do. So we look to the Word of God. We let the Bible prove the Bible. We let the Word of God prove the Word of God. And say, I'm not saying this in an arrogant way. And I'm not saying this in a boastful way. However, I'm trying to show God's desire for all men and women. And in particular, the desire for all men and women that come to know Him as their God and Yeshua as their Messiah, for all men and women of the nations to know this, because it is God's desire. It is His will. How do we know it? Because He speaks about it on numerous occasions in the Scriptures. And so almost immediately after the Exodus, we are reading this portion this morning, Yitro, that Dr. Dean spoke of. And we know, yes, he's a Midian priest. But think about it. So not only is he a Midian priest, and he's not Jewish, but this is the wonderful thing, becoming the father-in-law, as Dr. Dean said, the father-in-law of Moses. And one of his daughters marries Moses, which brings up a little side thing here for people to understand. And I've talked to people about this before, but let's just mention this thing. The traditional rabbis for centuries have told people, if your mother's not Jewish, you are not Jewish. And I have met adults who have come to me and said, I'm not Jewish. What do you mean you're not Jewish? Your name is Bernstein. And we had a Bernstein that came and she said, well, my mother's not, whatever. Whatever. Feinberg, Goldberg, Bernstein, Levine, Schwartz, whatever the name is. And they said, well, I'm not Jewish. Why? Because my mother's not Jewish. And the rabbi told me, if my mother isn't Jewish, I am not a Jew. Now, I'm going to ask the question this morning, were the sons of Moses Jews or not? Of course they were. But Zipporah was not a Jew. But the father was Jewish. So, our standard today, if the father or the mother is Jewish, the child is a Jew. Yes. That really is a biblical standard. And so here we have Yitro, and just to go back to that, not to step on any toes here, but I just want to show you the flow here. Yitro, Exodus 18, 6, 9, 10, and 11. Now he had said to Moses, I, your father-in-law, Jethro, Yitro, am coming to you with with your wife and her two sons with her. And then Jethro rejoiced for all the good which the Lord had done for Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of Egyptians. And Jethro said, blessed be the Lord who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, and who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods, for in the very thing in which they behave proudly, he was above them. I mean, so look, he was saying, all these gods, these little g gods, I know that your God is greater than all those gods. So when Dr. Dean says, you know, became a believer in the God of Israel, we see this. We don't really know what happens to him after that, but we see this. And so this sounds very similar. Now, here's the flow. He goes now to Moses. So now, let's look at what sounds very similar to Ruth the Moabite, who is speaks to Naomi, her sister-in-law. We have a brother-in-law, a father-in-law, son-in-law. Now we look at Naomi, mother-in-law, and let's look at Ruth 1:16. Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. The flow! Now, over the years, once in a while, we'll have someone come to us and say, I'm a Ruth. They come in and they say, I just want you to know I'm a Ruth. And in 99% of the time, they're not Ruths. They think they're Ruths, but they're not Ruths. Because, well, I'm a Ruth. I love that music. Awake, O Israel, put on your... I love the Davidic dance. I love the holidays. I love all this stuff. I am a Ruth. And then, praise God, I go back on Sunday to my church, my home congregation. But I love coming here because I'm a Ruth. They're not Ruths. They're not going with the flow. Because Ruth says, your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I go, I will lodge. And she says, where you die, I will die. That's a Ruth. And this is the flow. And it's similar to Yitro. Very similar to it. And so she, one of the blessings that, because her name lives on, it's a wonderful legacy, because she meets Boaz. And she meets Boaz and marries Boaz and eventually becomes the great-grandmother of David, of King David. Now, she wasn't Jewish. Their son wouldn't be a Jew. Probably David wouldn't be considered a Jew today through the traditional rabbis. But that was Ruth. And it's not a matter of being Jewish. It's a matter of going where they go. The flow, knowing the flow doesn't mean you have to be Jewish or you have to become Jewish. But as someone from the nations, as God says, you go with the flow. You know the flow. You remain who you are of the nations, Gentile, a non-Jew, but you know the flow. That's the important thing. And then we look at Rahab. Rahab, and many people say Rahab was a prostitute, but she was a Gentile, and she married Salmon. And she married Salmon, the Jew. And Rahab was Boaz's mother. Boaz would not have been considered a Jew by the traditional rabbis today, because his mother wasn't a Jew. And so she became Rahab, the great-great-grandmother of King David. People, you got to know the flow. And what I say this morning is not, these next one or two things, it's not "so saith the Lord." I'm not saying that. But these are things that we need to all consider. That dealing with this spiritual flow, that God wants everyone to know the flow of the nations coming to Israel. That's the flow. Anything opposite is not God's flow. Reality versus, and it's the only term that I could come up with, the Christian agenda. Reality versus Christian agenda. I put money on it that when Yeshua comes back, he's not going to look for a place to worship on Sunday. I'm pretty sure. Not "so saith the Lord," but I... He's not going to celebrate Christmas. Even if they picked the right day of when he was born, he wouldn't celebrate the Christmas. He's not going to celebrate Easter. He'll be too busy going to the Passover Seder. And you know what there won't be when he returns? There won't be any pig roasts on the church lawn. Pretty sure of it. It's not "so saith the Lord," but pretty sure of it. But here's the thing. The world will do what the world will do. And boys will be boys. God allowed it to happen. I'm sure he's got his reasons, but he allowed it to happen. Why? Let's go back again, once again, to Isaiah 55:5. "Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you." And God's order of anything has never changed, and we know that. We sang it today. Who was and is to come. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change, and he never changes his order. The flow will remain the flow, no matter what the boys want to do. Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Messiah, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek." Romans 2:10, "But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Very specific order here. This wasn't some wild and crazy concept that Shaul spoke to the Gentiles because he was a Jew and he wanted people to favor the Jewish people. But it is God's order. It's going with the flow. Matthew 10:5-6. these 12 Yeshua sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now we read Matthew 15, 22 through 24, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered to her not a word. But he answered and said, I was not sent except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I think those are the words that just don't show up there. To the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so here is the order. Let's go to John, Yochanan 10:16. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. The nations. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. They will all come together. And then we read this next verse is after Yeshua's resurrection. This is before when he was still walking around. This is after his resurrection, Matthew 28, 18, 19, and 20. And Yeshua came and spoke to them, saying, all authority I've given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so here's the order. The order was, he said, look, hey, you go to my people. You go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You don't go to the nations. But then after the resurrection, now the next segment comes in. And now he said to the disciples, go out to the nations. That was that order. And then the order and the flow was that the nations would then come and run, it said, to be a part of the system that God gave to Israel to worship him and praise him and communicate with him and love him and to have that, you know, that was the flow. And as Shaul explains to the Ephesians, Ephesians 2, 11 and 12, therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. They were aliens. Strangers, they were far away. They were brought into, as Shaul said in other terms, grafted in. They were brought into the commonwealth of Israel. And he said, your hope is being brought into the house of Israel, the commonwealth of Israel, through the blood of Messiah Yeshua. Kol Mashiach in the Messianic movement, we are living and experiencing God's desire. Isaiah 56, house of worship, my house of worship will be a house of worship for all nations. This movement is what is showing in what God, in a sense, developed the house of worship for all nations. Doing it as God directed that flow. Know the flow. It started even at the creation of the chosen people. Let's go to Genesis 12. This isn't a new concept here. Now the Lord had said to Abram, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So he's going to be the one, through him and his people, are going to be the blessing to the world, all the families of the earth. God spoke this to Abraham because God knew that his desire is, and he wanted Abraham to know, that all these nations are going to run to you, and you'll have an opportunity to truly bless them. This isn't an anti-church message this morning. You see that and you understand it. This is a God's plan, God's desire, God's priority, God's heart message. This is what it is. But like I said earlier, boys will be boys. And so some of the boys decided 1900 years ago that they wanted to start their own club. Members of Kol Mashiach here today, those of you that are members, you are in the right place. You knew the flow. You knew the flu. You know the flow. There are people that are here that don't know, they really don't know the flow. Because they're still somewhere else, at some other place, on some other days. They don't understand. God's going to eventually correct it, and he's going to have everybody flowing in the right direction. He's going to do that, because that's his desire. You know, there are people that hop around, and I know there are people that hop around here. There's too much hopping going around sometimes. And you know who you are, and you know what I mean. You have one foot where God wants you, because you're here today, and I don't know where your other foot is. And only you know where it is, but God knows where it is. So again, these of us with both feet on the ground, my message, please, and I say this to our members, and it is not to create arrogance or haughtiness or finger pointing to anyone. But these words this morning are to strengthen us and to strengthen our faith. And to know where God is moving. Don't we all want to go where, don't we want to move where God is moving? So maybe I'm not speaking, a lot of you in here that are members, I'm preaching to the choir, but there are people out there that hear my messages, you know, through the website and everything. Maybe they get copies. So it's good to know that you're moving where God is moving. And we know that God is moving. I say it's his desire, but I know that he's moving. How he's going to do it, how he's going to I don't know. I don't know the answers. I don't know how this is going to work out and pan out. I don't know how it's going to work, but that's God's flow, and God wants the nations and those that will be willing to accept where God is moving them to and the flow that he's moving them in that direction, the ones that are willing to do it will move. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that's God's flow. And we know that from the Word of God. But these words are to strengthen us and to strengthen our faith and to encourage us in today's world especially. People, you got to know the flow. If you remember three words of my message, what are they? Because if you remember those words, it's going to bring up all the, you're going to remember all the things that were talked about. We got to know the flow. You're going to flow or you're not going to flow. But you got to know the flow. Shabbat shalom.